but also has the power to advance the company as a whole. When these complementary conditions are present, a business becomes a pipeline for innovation. This is the way to create a powerhouse, an organization that is fast, flexible, resilient, and unique enough to keep pace with the 21st century. The regenerative mindset. At this point, you may be wondering, well, it sounds good, but why isn't everybody already doing it? In practice, there are some real and not-so-obvious challenges built into creating regenerative organizations. The single greatest barrier to innovation is our unconscious attachment to comfortable and habitual patterns of thought, that is, to our mindsets. These mechanical habits are precisely why we find ourselves stuck with borrowed ideas, unable to generate anything profoundly creative and new. How, then, do we learn to cultivate the unique qualities of thinking that are required for a regenerative innovation process? How do we become masters of innovative thinking so that we are able to innovate the process itself? In my experience, we must each start by becoming aware of our mindsets and the effects they have on how we think and what we think about. By working to make ourselves conscious of these effects, we can develop the ability to choose and evolve our mindsets, which will enable us to proactively create the thinking that we will need for regenerative business practice. A mindset is the lens through which we view and make sense of the world. It determines what we can see, how we can make sense of what we see, and how we act. For example, if we envision the world as a machine, then it becomes very easy to see humans and other living systems as interchangeable cogs. In fact, this particular mindset has shaped many of the ways businesses, sciences, and governments have been organized for at least 2 centuries. One of the subtle hazards associated with mindsets is that they can be the source of a host of problems. For example, one of the reasons people hang on to the machine mindset is that it has enabled us to build efficient systems for the creation and distribution of products. However, it has also generated dehumanized workplaces, damaged ecosystems, and loss of local cultures around the world. To paraphrase Albert Einstein, these problems cannot be solved with the same mechanical mindset that created them. In business, the regenerative mindset is actually quite rare. Yet the capacity for disruptive innovation depends on the ability to see the world through precisely this lens. To create and continue to evolve a world-changing business, the regenerative mindset must be intentionally built in, not unconsciously designed out. Consolidated Diesel. Again, it's essential to note that there is more to the idea of enlightened disruption than just bringing breakthrough products to market. A regenerative organization also shakes up the status quo in ways that make it possible to build new social systems, new capabilities for critical thinking and engagement, and new energy for democratic institutions. I know from experience that all of this can be accomplished through the skillful practice of work design. Let me describe for you a startup that I worked on in the early 1980s, where I learned firsthand the power of regenerative business. Consolidated Diesel Company, a joint venture between Cummins Engine and J.I. Case, was formed to build small engines for an array of consumer and industrial applications. When the startup team received the charter to create a new, state-of-the-art manufacturing business, they quickly realized that it would also need to be a state-of-the-art operation with regard to how it worked with people. I was part of the team of consultants that helped them determine how to step up to these challenges. We began by developing an inspiring direction to usher in a new era of engines that were of such high quality that the most demanding customers in the world, at that time Japanese manufacturers, would insist on using them in their own products. To achieve this, we committed to connecting every employee as directly as possible to the customers. "The customer's dream guides every decision we make," became our motto. Within a year and a half of its launch, Consolidated Diesel had distinguished itself as the world's leading manufacturer of small engines. Japanese manufacturers quickly recognized and took advantage of the superiority.